I'll show you a few ethnic maps here, and I'm sorry, I don't have the county level maps to compare them to. They're just not available for me to show them to you. If you go to some of the books on the list that actually will give you the county level data, you can make some comparisons here. So this shows Norwegian ancestry today. It's not showing it at this period, but you can see in Wisconsin, for example, very heavy Norwegian zone in the western part of the state. Back in the Gilded Age, that was the Republican vote, the most strongly Republican voting part of Wisconsin. Whereas the eastern part of Wisconsin, as we'll see later, much more Democratic voting and much more German, a real sort of split there between the German and more Scandinavian settled part of a state like Wisconsin. Swedish areas, so you can see Swedish settled zones. Interesting, today a lot of these areas show up as pretty strongly Democratic, particularly northern Minnesota, but even these counties here in Illinois along the Mississippi River. But back in the Gilded Age, these were strongly Republican voting zones.